Yo. You know who it is. It's the one true host. You know I'm back. And this week's episode is a special one. It's just me and Ollie. So we go deep into some rap takes. Very little sports to be covered here. This episode was tailor-made for my boy James Murph, who I did not give a shout-out to last week. So James Murph, hope you enjoy this shit. Shout-out to my boy James Murph forever. We have another surprise coming for you later. Shout-out to my boy Will Tondo, James Zim from House Enterprise. Shout-out to my boy Lancey Pants. And shout-out to my boy Ed Hand. Who else we got? I don't really know who this is anymore. We still have a good audience, though. So thank you for being here if you're here. And if you're not here, then fuck you. We don't care. How about that? Shout out to our boy Joshy Pods. Missed this episode, but it's all good, bro. Shout out to our boy Gilly. In a land far, far away right now. Gilly. Yo. Yo. If you know what I'm saying. If you know, you know. You heard it here first. If you know, you know, ho, ho. Yes, sir. All right. See y'all soon.
Welcome back to Small State of Big Takes, episode 286, opening take four. Stephen O. Scott, what do you got?
Ollie fucking one putt. Just me and you, baby. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. No Gilly, no Joshy Pods. I'm going to say some crazy things tonight directly into your eardrums, and I want a good response. Are you ready?
Dude, am I ready? Of course I'm ready.
All right, first big take of the night. How many Celtics games did you watch this year?
I think you know the answer to that.
Zero?
Zilch.
Not one game?
Nada.
Parts of a game?
Maybe some clips.
Okay, speaking of game. Game versus Rick Ross. Who are you taking?
The game. Oh, come on.
Duh. Well, discography, yeah. Of course. But right now, like, yeah. This fight. Yeah, okay.
Who oh, wait, they're beefing now? I forgot about that.
James Murph, shout out to James Murph, sent me the official track today on Spotify of the game. The game has a track out. Rick Ross does not. And I don't imagine Rick Ross is gonna be hopping in on a game beef right now.
Yeah. I don't know really anything about it.
No one does. Best game album, Jesus Piece, The Red Album, or Documentary 2? Rank them.
Probably one of the documentaries. My the game discography is not too deep.
Really? I thought you were a game guy.
Eh.
Eh?
Eh.
You fucking eh? The game? The Compton, yeah, the Compton God?
I mean, he is what he is to me. I don't know.
All right, so where are you ranking him next to 50 Cent?
I'd take 50 all day.
Well, that is sad, and I disagree, Ollie.
Really? I think Get Rich or Die Tryin's like an all-time rap album.
It is, yeah, that is your fave, isn't
like
it?
Like top 10.
Would you take it over the documentary?
For me,
though?
Arguably top 5. Honestly, I would have to listen to the documentary again to make a fair assessment there.
When's the last time you listened to a Kendrick Lamar album all the way through?
I listened to Damn today all the way through.
That's what I'm talking about. I had a feeling like listened to him. My Ollie senses tingle sometimes. What'd you think? What was the verdict? What was your
Damn?
Yeah,
it's got like the two standout songs, and then after that, it's just like pretty good.
Oh, come on!
Right, it's got DNA and Humble, two bangers, and then it's like really good after that. But it's not like groundbreaking. I wouldn't put it in a top 10 rap album of all time for me.
Maybe not. Wait, like personal or like
my personal.
Okay, now I probably wouldn't either of my personal faves, but I think that his first four album run is like spotless, and even Mr. Morales too, but it's hard to re-listen to.
Well, it fucking better be when you put out one album every 5 years. It better be fucking flawless, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, when you're known as the GOAT, you can do that kind of shit. You know what I
he's
mean? When
not
you're...
the, nobody thinks he's the GOAT.
Let me tell you
Nobody
something.
genuinely thinks Kendrick Lamar is the best rapper of all time.
Let me tell you
If you
something.
want to break down into certain skill
Here we go.
sets,
Here we go. Let's do it.
lyricist,
Yes.
I could give it to you. I could give you best lyricist of all time. I think that argument's out there, but all time rapper, everything
I'm gonna tell you something
included,
right now. Who will say
I
that?
don't think he's the
Me.
GOAT.
I will say it. This took me a long time to come to this point, and it happened before this beef. But I truly do believe Kendrick Lamar is the best rapper ever, and he takes that spot from Biggie Smalls, who was my number one forever. I still believe he's number two right now to me, but I'm just saying, like, Kendrick, it's like Kendrick is our generation's LeBron versus like the Michael Jordans of Tupac and Biggie of the 90s. You know what I mean? That's how I feel.
I think Kendrick's like Steph Curry.
No, really?
Yeah, he's like Steph Curry's the best shooter really ever
Okay,
to do
okay.
it. Kendrick, when it comes to lyricism, probably the best to ever do it.
Okay. That's a good counter argument. You can see that, and then like
But that's the thing with music is like there's no stats to back up your argument. It's like, what do you like? You
exactly
think
right.
Kendrick's the best? That's fine. I'm not going to talk you off of that. Gilly will probably say Drake's the best. That's fine. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with what you say. But
That's right.
that's the beauty of music. It's an art. Everybody has their own take on it. I'm always going to say it's between Nas and Eminem. And I still, to this day, I don't know which one I think is better and which one I like more. But that's who I would pick between one of those two.
Is the best ever.
Yeah,
Well,
probably because. Here, think about it, dude. They have both been doing this for 30 years.
I know. Longevity,
30 years of
they run
music.
this.
And like they both have had their ups and downs throughout it, but it's like at some point, someone's putting out like doing a profession for 30 years at the top. Like
It's
that's got to
pretty.
factor in a little bit to it. And I think that's another that's an argument for like Lil Wayne, although he hasn't been really like as long, and same with Drake, like he's been around for a while, but not that long. And like, are they still going to be putting out music when they're 55?
Drake will
Drake and
be.
Wayne and Kendrick, like are the and J. Cole, all these guys that people have as their goat or on the Mount Rushmore, are they going to be able to do what like Nas and Eminem? And you know what? Even fucking Jay-Z did it for a long time. I'm not the biggest Jay-Z guy, but still like. First billionaire, right?
Yeah, first rap billionaire for sure. I feel you.
Yeah, like I think that shit matters, but you also have to like what they put out. Eminem has definitely had some had a flop, one major flop of an album in my opinion. But if you're going one, if you're going 9 for 10, like you're shooting pretty high.
I have a couple of things I want to say, and I do want to say a couple of things about Drake too. Hopefully, this doesn't offend anybody that listens. I don't think anybody will care. But I think a lot of the arguments I've been seeing lately on Twitter, because Twitter is the main source of discontent. But for rap arguments, the Drake argument for like his GOAT status among his fans, it seems, is the amount of record sales. And I don't fully agree with that assessment because I feel like a lot of
Or
Drake
like
fans,
stream numbers, right?
yeah, street numbers, like, which was not a thing until like 2015, you know what I mean? So like
Right.
I don't know how much hip hop that Drake like hardcore fans really get into, but I wonder how much they connect to that music because I listen to a lot of Drake. I listen to every Drake album I've listened to, and I've never like my soul's never like fucking connected to a Drake album. You know what I mean? If
Yeah.
I can't put him anywhere near my GOAT status, and I would say it to Gilly right now if he was in this pot and this like with us right now, and he would have his counter argument, and I would agree with him probably in some ways. But and when this whole Drake versus Kendrick thing happened, it was so apparent that like Drake was gonna get washed. It was like not even a. It was like you don't want this smoke. Like when J. Cole like tapped out early, it was like oh thank God like. Do you understand? Like this guy keeps quiet. He's humble, and you're making him come out of the woodwork. Sorry, I lost my
Yeah.
original thought, but
Well,
so
there's a very small list of people I think that can go toe to toe with Kendrick and that type of thing. And Drake is very good at what he does, but that is not what he does good
That's
or
right.
well. Or and but to Drake's credit, it's like I don't like him. I don't like his music, whatever. But Family Matters, that diss track was very good.
He put a lot of effort in. Yeah,
I thought that was very good. It was written by four people, but it was still very good.
Yeah. I mean, he delivered it. I mean, that's the first time I've ever
heard. It just so happens that it was the fourth best, probably the fourth best in the beef.
He also, like, my that's opinion. The first time we've really heard him call people pussies and shit. Like, damn, like, this is a different guy than, like, just hold on, we're going home. Like, what's going on here? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, he was dropping
like
some.
That's what Drake excels at. That's his market. That's what he's known and dominated for so long. And you come into the Kendrick Lamar's lane where he's just going to pound you with lyricism and disses for 20 total minutes. I think it is between the three or four tracks. So like, you're likely not going to come out on top. And we haven't heard anything in a little while. But I still don't agree that Kendrick. Yeah, you can have that opinion that Kendrick is the greatest of all time. That's fine. It's music. If you like that the most, who am I to tell you differently? But to me, he might sneak on my Mount Rushmore. Maybe.
So give me your Mount Rushmore of guys like Kendrick. Like, I put a lot of thought into him becoming my number one, like, who I think is the best rapper. Because I'm not like what like we talk about rap all the time. We listen to a lot of shit. Like I listen to all different rappers. I listen to a lot of rappers more than I listen to Kendrick. Is what I'm trying to say. But when it's time for Kendrick to drop or a new thing comes out, like there's nothing more important when it comes to music to me. I think that he like transcends the genre. Like Drake's big diss on him was like, have another Taylor Swift song. It's like, okay, well, that's not really that bad of a diss, really. Like, I think like Kendrick's like trying to be in that Bob Dylan type of Rolling Stone. Like he wants to be that level. And I think that's why he takes a long time. So anyway, what would you say is your Mount Rushmore of just best rapper, most important rapper ever? What would you say?
I'm always gonna have Eminem in there. I'm always gonna have Nas in there. So those are like the 1-2 for me that are always gonna be, no matter really how you talk about rap, to me those two will always be up there. Whether it's I like them, I think they're important, they influence a lot of people, they're just good, they've done it forever, I'd put those two in there probably definitely every single time. And then honestly, there are so many names to me that I could put at 3-4 if we're going Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's any of these guys, but like, I definitely prefer old school rap. So like Biggie, Tupac, Dre, Snoop, 50, like all those five names popped into my head immediately. And it's not like, I just think those guys, because when I think about the rappers that are more like of our high school era, like they like really excelled like 10-ish years ago.
Yeah.
I bet you if you ask them, almost every single one would say they got inspired or looked up to the names I just mentioned.
Absolutely.
I think that matters.
Guys. Yeah.
But the more we talk about this, J. Cole is not on there. He has a extremely high peak of an album, but when you look back on it, it's a little corny, and he's just kind of corny in general, but like he's still got great albums, a lot of whiffs, you know, in my opinion later on.
I know J. Cole's getting buried right now. I'm not gonna put any dirt on his grave, because I like when I think about that time period of J. Cole's importance, when a new album dropped and say Drake and J. Cole dropped at the same time, which one are you going for? I'm listening to J. Cole first.
J. Cole. Yeah, every time. Yeah.
Like J. Cole.
But that's my opinion. I like J. Cole's music better. And it's not taking anything away from J. Cole. Like, he's got some corniness to him, and that's okay. But like,
it's all right. Everybody knows that about J. Cole.
Very
too.
Good in that. But like, dude, I remember I was so hyped when KOD dropped, and it was just like so average, so mediocre.
That hurt.
Like, nothing really stuck. It was kind of like when
We
like
try to
when
force
Lupe
ourselves.
dropped Food and Liquor, like when Lupe dropped Food and Liquor 2, I was like,
Oh,
oh,
yep.
nothing like really sticks here. And or even Lasers for that matter. I still like Lasers, but it's got some a few songs where you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, what happened?
Thank you for saying that,
And
dude.
dude,
About
I love
lasers.
Lupe, but no, he yeah, dude, hey, it was that was one of the first like album drops I like really anticipated and was super excited for.
Same
So
here.
I think part of me was like, I'm gonna like it and love it no matter what. I'm gonna listen to it no matter what for God knows how long. And yeah, there's a couple of really fucking terrible songs on that album, no doubt.
That Lasers lead up, like the lead up to like the first two album, this is what made us. This is what we have to make
Yeah.
sure is on record. So when we get older and we start to forget shit, like this is what we remember when, if we ever re-listen to this shit, which we probably never will, but like this is our vault that we've created, this fucking podcast now. I was looking back, I'm like, we got like 5 years of like our real raw thoughts. So you know
Yeah.
what? You and I talking right now, this is just some time capsule shit right here. So in 20
True.
years, when we're fucking old, we can remember this as something stupid that we remember. I remember buying the iTunes Pass for Lasers. I was so excited. Fucking, it cost me like
Wow.
$13, which was like four more bucks than the normal album back then. And money was fucking scarce at the time. iTunes cards were
Dude, 10
scarce.
bucks was a lot as a fucking
Oh,
what were you like a junior in high school then?
I
Is that
was a
your
junior.
junior?
I was a junior,
Yeah.
and I was in. I remember it comes out, and I had, I think it was EPS or no, biology, whatever the fucking junior year one is. We're in those fucking pods, and
Yep.
I had my fucking iPod on me and iPod Touch, and I had a test that day, and after you finish the test, you could listen to your music. I remember putting the fucking headphones in and be like, "Here we go," put it on, and I was so amped. I could not wait. And the music starts playing, and I'm like, "Ooh, I don't know about this sound. A little bit weird." And then like the first like four songs go by, and I'm like, "Oh no, this is." I remember like my heart dropping, and be like, "Oh no, this is not what I wanted." And then like it got to like the 10th song. I remember there was a song, the first one that really stopped me dead. These are like this is imprinted in my brain. Was "I Don't Wanna Care Right Now." I'm like, what the fuck
Yeah.
is that? That's not Lupe. And then when Break the Chain came on by Laser,
Oh, that one's so bad.
I'll never forget it. I wanted to cry, but I couldn't because I couldn't explain why I'd be crying as a 16-year-old in high school
Yeah.
about a fucking rap song. But I remember I went to, so later that day, I go to lunch and I had a friend at the time, Jess Bergen, shout out to Bergen. And she was talking to me and she kept asking me, "Are you okay?" And I couldn't tell her why I wasn't okay. It was because of that album that r truly ruined a full day of my life at like 16 years old. Fuck that album. Even though in hindsight, it's not so bad, but it was just such a departure. I wish I could tell Lupe that, and he would know. He knows the truth. He know his heart wasn't into that album.
He doesn't like it.
He knows.
He's come out and said he doesn't like the album.
Yeah, I believe that. I think you've sent me that, and I totally believe him because he's hard. You can tell when a rapper's heart's not in it. You corporate
Yeah, there was
motherfucker.
definitely something off. Like it's got a few good ones, but I don't remember where how we got here.
I think we're talking about our Mount Rushmore
Oh
of.
yeah. No, he Lupe wouldn't really come close.
Lupe's a Steph Curry type to me now, where he
But
used to be.
I really love he's more like Klay Thompson.
You think so? Like not,
What has
like
he
not. Yeah,
done
you're
in the
right.
last like 5 years?
Good point. But
I don't know.
if you want to tap into,
I'll defend him to I'll defend him, but it's kind of hard to.
it's you know,
I'll
I'll
do my
always,
best to defend him,
same
but
here. I'll
it's
always,
pretty tough.
yeah. Well, I'll always be out there too. I'll ride for him forever. But for those years, for like 2007 to 2013,
Yeah.
you know, that's
Like Madden soundtrack, Lupe was different.
the instrumental. Never lie, never
Yeah.
lie.
Yeah. Like that's the shit that we wanted
That's
and
it.
needed.
He had an
And we got
underground
like,
sound.
I'm trying to make a radio hit, Lupe. One of these will blow up. And they did to his credit.
Yeah.
Show goes on.
Shogo's Ozawa. But that
worked.
He had like an underground sound. He had it perfect. He had it. His first two albums were perfect. That's like,
yeah,
that's
I know.
Like, you know what he is? He's Vlad Jr. He comes out with two seasons of like, oh, here we go. And then it's like, what the fuck happened? What happened,
it's not
dude?
Bad.
Come back.
It's not bad.
And the whole time you're like, he can do it still, right? Come on. And he doesn't do it again. You fucker.
Yeah. Not
Drogas
bad at all.
Wave. Fucking, what was the other one? I like Drogas Wave.
Drogas Light.
There you go. All right, Ollie. I will tell you my Mount Rushmore, but I also want to say something else about rap. I had something to tell you about Drake. Actually, I had something to say about Drake. Another thing. You can tell something's really off about this beef, by the way. This is another thing I'm feeling. Because nobody's come to his rescue. And by that, I mean Lil Wayne has not said a fucking, like, nothing. Snoop Dogg was on the AI song, nothing. Nicki Minaj, YMCMB, nothing. Birdman, nothing. All these dudes and women, anybody that was like formally affiliated with Drake, the only person that's even had a comment was like 21 Savage, and it's because he's connected to both Metro and Drake and Future and all those guys because he's an Atlanta rapper. But nobody's come, no one's like come out of the woodwork like, all right, somebody stop this for Drake. Like nobody, not even 21 Savage said like, hey, white flag, like nobody wants it. Which I thought was Lil Wayne was, and I know that there was that line about Drake and his, you know, Lil Wayne's ex-girlfriend or something banging and getting the tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly,
which, hey, how are you going to defend that one? I mean, yo.
I don't know.
Nicki Minaj, nothing. Rihanna was brought into the beef. Nothing from her. Like, no one's acknowledging it. Chris Brown didn't say anything about this beef.
I will say, none of it really matters because all it's done is distract us from P. Diddy.
Facts, bro. Absolute fact. What's going on with that? No one even knows.
I don't know. I think he's just fucking poolside in some non-extraditious country.
We had that first
fucking
too, didn't
Central
we?
Central America.
Drake.
Of course you did.
Drake's falling on the sword for P. Diddy for some reason. To distract.
They all are.
Yeah. They're weird.
Yep.
Good thing no one cares about this podcast because we had it first. And we'd be going viral. But we're not good.
Yeah, we've had a lot of things first in our day.
We really have. We had that J. Cole tapping out thing. It was a good thing first.
Yeah, Kemba Walker. People forget.
That was real. That was whacked.
That was real. That was pretty cool.
Yo, to finish off that fucking Mount Rushmore thing, though, is what I was just say.
Yep,
mine,
yep.
I'm going to put Kendrick on there as Thomas Jefferson. First one. Then Biggie. I was thinking today, like, what would life have been like if Biggie lived? And I just don't know. A lot of things would have been different. So Biggie Smalls, number two. And then, I'm talking about most influential, most important ever. That's what I'm trying to say. That moved the entire genre along. That's how important these guys are to me. Number three, Kanye. And that's another thing.
I know. I was thinking about that too.
I don't even care. I don't care. Like, I'm not going to hide the truth anymore, at least for me. Like, you know what? Cancel me if you have to. But the music is what it is, dude. Like, how are you going to erase
history?
I know. How can you erase it?
But that's another guy. But he's like Ichiro.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Go on. Why?
You know?
Best hitter?
He came in, boom, right away.
Yeah.
Hit after hit, album after album, banger after banger. And then what happened? He becomes a journeyman, kind of loses his mental, really loses his mental if you want to get into it. And, you know, kind of shits out a couple things in the last couple of years.
Damn. That's a really good...
I don't know if I... What was the last Kanye album I listened to? A big take. I didn't like Life of Pablo that much. I know a lot of people liked it, but that one didn't really do it for me.
No way. That was very big for me. It was a big one.
Really?
When it dropped,
I just didn't get it. I probably still don't. I don't know.
That was like the album of the year for me that year. Like just nonstop playing it. Every song.
Really?
Like on shuffle every which way. Famous. The way that's just
yeah
the
that
wave.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I feel it fade, or Wolves. When he's like, when Vic Mensa comes on, crowd. Oh my god, that album, or Father Stretch My Hands, or Ultralight Beam. I bet me and Ray J would be friends. We didn't love the same bitch. Remember that one? Yeah, he met it.
Man,
he has some of the best lines ever. 30 hours.
Oh, I know. I've always been a Kanye fan too, but like, man, he really.
He hit a wall, but like,
what's up with his teeth now though? Like, he went full grill mode, huh?
It's permanent, dude. You see that? He replaced all his teeth with that shit. Now I'm like, I'll tell you what.
Right? Like, that is.
I don't know.
That's
that
something.
Is. No one stopped him, dude. And that's real titanium. So.
That's what it is. It's not even like, he's just like talking with a half list permanently with those things in his mouth.
He chose to have a. What the hell? At 50 years old. That's fucked up.
And that's like one of the more normal things that he's done over the last 5 years.
Right. No one's even affected by that one. Like, imagine if that was like 10 thing, years ago.
Every time I hear like a clip of him or something or see him, I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Out of all the questionable and terrible things he's done in the last 5 years, that one's up on the list for me.
That's fucking. Imagine if you get like a full face tat right now. How long would we care? Like,
wouldn't,
oh, shit. No way. Huh?
Wouldn't
all
blink
right.
an eye. Wouldn't yeah. bat an eye. Wouldn't even. I'm surprised he doesn't have a bigger ice cream cone under his eye to yeah. outdo Gucci.
A whole ice cream sundae on one side.
Yeah. Fuck it.
I don't understand, dude. I don't know. Somewhere along the way, I remember thinking like, yeah, he's lost it, but like not fully. Now it's like, just you're not even like the same like human being you once were. I don't know. I don't know who the fuck you are. But I still listen. If he drops an album, I still listen. I listened to the Vultures album, and there were some highlights on there.
I don't think I listened to that one.
When Kanye, like, the beats are great. When Kanye comes on, he's just vulgar. You know, that's his new shtick. Is just being
the production will always be top tier.
Yeah.
When Kanye drops an album, but yeah,
it's almost like
there's no denying that he's. If you're talking music alone, yeah, I think most rap fans would put him top four, top five, definitely top 10.
Just music alone. Yeah, I'm not talking about like bars specifically, motherfucker.
Well, I was talking, I meant like non, like,
yeah,
outside personal life
right.
aside, music alone,
music important style. Right. Number four, I'm gonna go with a fucking boy. Fucking, it's gotta be Eminem. Eminem's gotta be number four for me. I just think
wow, some Eminem respect, huh?
I'm finally gonna give him some fucking respect. Another guy that's like a fucking, how about this one? Adrian Beltre of rap. Adrian Beltre of rap. Because you think he's, in the beginning, he was interesting. Like, you know what I mean? He had a new sound and stuff. But it took him a little while to get on. Once he got that Dre fucking Slim Shady LP, this motherfucker was LA Dodgers 54 home runs. He was on.
Yeah, dude. Okay. I have him as like Randy Johnson, multiple Cy Young Award winner. All-time great. Nobody wants to face him.
True,
killing birds.
Killing birds. Yeah, scary.
Actually, someone who... I don't know. That's not a bad comp for me, but like, nobody has that...
Yeah.
Right, that I can scary. Think of right now. Nobody has like that fucking 5-6, well, even like 10-year stretch of just absolute lunacy that he had when he wasn't sober. I think he's been sober like 16 years now or something like that, but like that, like you said, like Slim Shady to like Relapse, you're like, goddamn,
dude. No one was
and Relapse at the time, you're like, what the fuck is going on? But that album aged so well to me outside
me
of like two songs.
Yep.
Like the further we get away from that release, the more I like that album, which is weird.
Yep.
I didn't like it like in high school. I think that album came out in like 06 or 07.
What, Relapse? Like,
yeah, right.
Relapse came out. I was a sophomore. Whenever Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, same time.
So it was more 09-ish?
09.
Damn, really?
Correct.
I thought it was 07. Okay.
09. Because it was
recovery was like right after that.
Michael
11,
Jackson
I think.
Died. Same time. Let's see. Which is
but
all
like
weird.
At that time, I listened to the album in high school a good bit. So probably like a year or so after it came out when I really started listening to more
May
rap
15th,
music in
2009.
2009. Okay. I don't know. It just like it bugged me. My favorite song on that album forever was Beautiful just because it was like a
I hated
rap
that
song.
song. I hated that song.
But you know what I mean? It's
Yeah, I
just
know what you
like
mean.
it's a
Yeah.
story, it's a rap song, and everything else was just like pure lunacy chaos.
You're right.
But that grew on me the further it got away. I don't know.
Oh my God. At the
I can't think of
time.
a player that has that had like that type of impact on me that like when I look back and I'm like, wow, I really fucking actually love that guy. He's actually one of the best to fucking ever do it. I can't think of someone like that in any sport right now off the top of my head.
Yeah, like real
Maybe
love
like
that.
Tim Duncan.
Kershaw, maybe.
Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan's not a bad one. Just like,
Just fucking.
not personality-wise, but just like always there.
Dude,
Couple
I'm
of
looking.
rings.
Dude, I'm
All-time
looking.
great power forward. Maybe the best power forward of all time, honestly. Tim
Yeah.
Duncan. Is that a
Yeah.
take?
That's a fine take, dude. I'd accept it.
Larry Bird doesn't count. Larry Bird's small forward. I don't know what Larry Bird is considered.
I don't know either. Well, he was banging threes, so I take Tim Duncan as a power forward, dude. You know what I mean? He's not like a he's
No,
not
yeah,
Larry Bird.
definitely. But it's Larry Bird. I don't know what
Yeah,
Larry
I don't
Bird's
think
considered.
so.
Larry Bird's considered a power forward. I don't know if I can put Tim Duncan number one power forward. Who's the Dwight Howard of rap?
Comes in and then fades out. Badass to start,
Just
and then.
like absolute dominant, one of the most dominant stretches we've ever seen from this position, and then lost it.
Let me
Honestly, it
think.
might be Kanye.
Nah,
But I think
that's a little
Kanye's
extreme.
dominance was longer.
Yeah, that's a little
I
extreme
think,
for Kanye. To yeah, we gotta think someone
I
like
don't know,
really.
Dwight Howard kind of got tapped there
I
at
know
the
who it
end,
is.
too.
I know who it is. It's Chance the Rapper. So impactful when he first shows up. He was so he. Well, you have to think about how Dwight
I think
Howard
Chance
changed.
is more like Derrick Rose.
All right, well, I want to hear
Didn't
that
Dwight
take.
go for like a long time?
No. Dwight's dominance in my this is how I envision Dwight. Magic Dwight was like a new okay, hold up. Maybe Chance the Rapper. Nah, you know what? No,
Well, because
I'm
Chance had acid rap and then was terrible after that. Like, he just had a incredible fucking rookie year.
no way. He's dude, Chance 3, hello. Fucking coloring book, dude. That changed the
Coloring Book
game.
was ass. What? I thought
Coloring
Coloring Book was ass.
Coloring Book was like
Yeah.
the song, dude. That was like the soundtrack of every college kid's summer. That when that the year that came
Oh,
out.
I hated that album.
Oh, but you're younger than me. What the fuck? Where were you? I was having the best summer of my life,
I was
dude.
in college.
I was that was like me
Yeah, dude.
graduating
I
college
thought
and
that
like
album
living.
sucked.
Oh
Okay, well, we have
man.
different view on Chance then. That's why we have different players.
Well, to finish that off, Chance's fall off has been tremendously terrible. Therefore. Jeez, Dwight.
Michael
However,
Fulmer. Boom. That's my chance.
Michael Fu oh.
Or Alex Bregman. One of those two.
I like Bregman better. Fulmer's like, oh, that's insulting to Chance. Chance is gonna come back though. Chance is gonna come back. Remember, I remember how about this one, Ollie? And this is toot my own horn. I remember predicting Lil Yachty is gonna have a huge album, and then it happened. And I'm gonna say the same thing about Chance the Rapper. Remember it right now. This summer, Chance the Rapper. Huge comeback. Huge comeback. Like back to like how it was.
Is he gonna start tripping acid again?
Yep. He's gonna maybe
Yeah,
he I can feel it coming. I feel the momentum shift of we're done canceling him. He's back. We love him now. We need a positive
was he
message.
canceled for?
He like turned like racist towards white fans for a minute, and it was like, dude, that's against your whole shtick. And then it
Really?
like, yeah, I don't know if that was
I
the
missed
full
that.
reason, but he lost me for a while because I was big. I love Chance, and I'm like, wait a second, dude, that's not your whole thing is being positive. And then, but I think he's gonna rebuke for that shit. He's gonna be back. Chance, I
Okay.
have faith. James Murphy's gonna love this episode, by the way. All right,
Yeah.
plug, dude. Shout out to
Big
James
time.
Murphy. What would you say James Murphy's top four is right now? Little James Murphy fucking plug right now.
Oh, okay. He might have Eminem up there. He definitely would have Biggie up there.
Yep. James really listens to everything.
I think he would put the game.
Hell
He's a
yeah.
huge the game
I
guy.
know I
Huge.
didn't know he was that big. I was like that when I was younger.
I don't know who those would be if I had three guesses to nails. I think at least two of those three I just named would be in his top four.
All right, I'm gonna say Biggie for
Pretty
number one.
confident in that.
Biggie
Biggie is a
one.
lock. Biggie 100%. That's a
100%.
fucking lock.
I'm gonna say Big L, if I know James Burfe.
Not a bad guess. Yep. Big L guy over here too. Big fan of that album.
Hell yeah. Hey, you know what's funny too on Twitter when that whole Kendrick thing happened, it was like they were saying that Kendrick invented horrorcore in that time with that one song, Meet the Grams. But dude, where have
Yeah.
you been? You never even listened to fucking Big L, Cool Keith. Come
Oh.
on. But anyway, James Murph.
Big L has, I think Big L's best flow ever.
He was so slick.
98 freestyle all timer.
Oh, we sometimes you forget how much the flow matters.
Yeah, I don't. People stumble over their words over a fancy beat these days. Not for me.
You know why? I think Young Thug pioneered that sound, and then everyone tried to be him, and then he sounded shitty to him. Like he started sounding bad. He sounded great when he started. Now it's like, ah, the whole shtick's kind of gone. Everybody's using it now.
I'd argue Future started it.
You think Future designed Thug's sound? Oh,
Like
like
the
instant.
just like the mumble rap type of sound. I'd
Yeah.
argue I don't know if he started it, but he was the first guy that like really took off with it that I can remember.
Future sound is like, to me, most innovative ever. How about that? He's right outside my
Well,
Mount Rushmore.
he's
Number five.
yeah, I can't argue that just because he really transcended a sound in general,
He really did.
even though I'm not the biggest fan. Less than a minute, final take.
Final take. We still got Timberwolves and Celtics, and I think that Timberwolves win it in six.
I like the rap sports crossover pod we had right now.
That was a good one. This is a
Yeah.
very deep, episode.
Yeah, we ripped it. And we haven't talked Red Sox in like 2 weeks, but we'll get there,
I don't feel
promise.
bad at all.
Not much to talk about. A lot of injuries. We're chugging along. 500. Let's just keep going.
Shout out to our boy Gilly. You know why, baby. You know why.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't know, you'll know soon.
And if
Review.
you don't know, now you know. Shout out Biggie.
Right. That's right. Yo! I bet you didn't expect a fucking outro! But your boy's here. For the first time in a while. I'm sitting here, it's the third quarter. Celtics are up 85 to 78, 39 seconds to go. The Celtics are winning, but, like, this team, what's going on here? Conspiracy Steve says that the NBA is telling the Celtics to slow down. Because they could easily be running shit, dude. Like, do my eyes deceive me? Like, what is going on with this team? Like, I still believe the Celtics win this thing, but like, why are they playing like shit? It's almost like it's on purpose to make us believe that there's some doubt that they're gonna win. Like, how could they not fucking win, dude? This is the best team they've put together in like forever. Like, who's beating this fucking team? Be real. What are we fucking doing? Like, no Donovan Mitchell or Evan Mobley in the lineup, and I have to worry tonight? Stop! Stop this madness! Go on Twitter and people are fucking hating. No! No more negativity! This team should be kicking ass, and that's it. I don't want to be talking shit, I'm just saying. There's a time and place to be critical of your team and really mean it. And right now, I just mean, this feels like a conspiracy. Great. I'm definitely gonna get cold take for this at some point too. Someone's gonna find this shit, I'll get in trouble. But I'm just saying,
what I'm watching. This team should be kicking ass. Kicking ass nonstop. Globetrottering this Cavs team. And yet here we are watching a weird Derek White can't shoot the ball kind of game. What's going on? Cut the baloney. Get with the scissors and cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these rhythms for you to know it's a rap. Shout out to Eminem. Shout out to G-Baby. G-Baby, stop listening to this fucking podcast. I don't blame him one bit. I don't know who listens to this podcast, but if you do, thank you. God bless your soul. God bless your soul, James Murphy. James Murphy. Hi-ya. Fuck McPuff, too. Like we forgot. Screaming McPuff. McPuppet. That's what he used to be, a McPuppet. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Surprise coming soon. Shout out to James Murphy.